This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Memorial Day holiday marks the unofficial start of the summer tourism season. Area tourism officials remain optimistic despite the average cost of gasoline at a new record high today of $4.62 per gallon. That's up $1.70 from just 1 year ago at this time. Now, Oshkosh could be getting some help. AirVenture has made the travel website Travel Lemmings 150 best things to do in the USA this summer. AirVenture comes in at number 19 on the list. It runs from July 25th through the 31st. The Oshkosh-Jackson Street Bridge remains closed this morning. Engineers are looking for ways to correct a problem. A routine inspection last week found the bridge had worn gear teeth. Until it can be repaired, the DOT is developing a plan to raise one side of the bridge to allow boat traffic underneath it. The cost and the repair schedule have not yet been developed. Page 2. On Thursday, the Winnebago County Board's Personnel and Finance Committee will discuss County Executive John Damel's plan to build a $1 million housing complex for violent sex offenders who are at high risk to reoffend. The complex would be built near the county sheriff's office on Jackson. If the county doesn't come up with a plan for these individuals, it could be fined by the state up to $1,000 per day. Saturday marks the first downtown farmers market of the season. Over 150 vendors are expected to set up along Main Street. The market opens up at 8 o'clock in the morning, and yes, there'll be pie on the porch again this year. The farmers market in downtown Oshkosh is one of the top 100 in the country. Turning to sports, congratulations to former Oshkosh North softball standout Sid Supley and her Northwestern University softball team. The Wildcats have made it on to the College Softball World Series. And a congratulations to the class of 2022 from Oshkosh North High School. They'll have their graduation ceremony at Oshkosh Arena. I'm Bob Brunell. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We're back on the Chamber website again on Thursday.